What is going on, everyone? I'm Kevin Munoz. Today is Thursday, December 14th. Welcome to the Leo Podcast, your go-to for insightful discussions on various educational topics with a focus on issues impacting the Latin American community. First up, we've got a gripping update on the Guatemalan political scene where prosecutors are battling to annul the presidential election results. Then we'll be jetting off to Argentina for our second story, where they are sharply devaluing their currency and cutting subsidies as part of shock economic measures. And for our third and final story, brace yourselves for what's being dubbed as Title 42 on steroids. Democrats are contemplating the expansion of migrant detention and deportation to secure Ukraine aid. Now, before we dive into these compelling stories, a quick shout out to our fantastic supporters at patreon.com/latinamericaneo. If you want to unlock bonus content and help us keep the episodes coming, join our Palomitas community. Don't worry if you're not a patron yet, you're in for a treat with this episode packed with great content, so just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show. First up on our radar, Guatemala is facing a political storm as prosecutors attempt to annul the presidential election results. In an electrifying twist, President-elect Bernardo Arevalo is standing strong against prosecutors' attempt to scrap his election win. Arevalo, an anti-corruption champion, has been facing a series of investigations, and he's calling it nothing short of an attempted coup. According to Reuters, the Attorney General's office is throwing everything but the kitchen sink, alleging irregularities in the party's registration and even questioning the data from the June vote. But the head of Guatemala's top electoral court, Blanca Alfaro, isn't having it. She says the results are unalterable and attempting to stop Arevalo from taking office would be a break in the constitutional order. Now let's jump into the international response. In a report by AP News, the world seems to be saying, hands off Guatemala. The United Nations, the European Union, and even the Organization of American States are rejecting the prosecutors' moves. They've even labeled it an attempted coup and are contemplating sanctions against those trying to reverse the vote. But hang on, because there is more. The Guatemalan government is doing a little dance of its own, trying to distance itself from the prosecutor's office. But with the U.S. already slapping sanctions on Attorney General Consuelo Porras for undermining democracy, it's a real showdown. As the tensions mount, let's not forget the people of Guatemala. According to WSJ, the prosecutors are not holding back, alleging ballot falsification and computer manipulation in the June vote. President-elect Arevalo is calling it a mediocre soap opera, and the U.S. is backing him as the legitimate winner. So brace yourself, listeners, because this drama isn't over. The Organization of American States is holding another discussion about the political crisis, and the possibility of signing a resolution is on the table. And there you have it, folks, your whirlwind update on Guatemala's political showdown. For our second topic today, it's all about Argentina's shock economic measures. In a daring move, new president Javier Milei has announced a sharp devaluation of the currency and hefty cuts to subsidies. So what's the scoop? Well, let's get right into it. According to the Associated Press, Argentina is in the midst of an economic emergency, and President Milei isn't wasting any time. Economy Minister Luis Caputo spilled the beans in a televised message, revealing a jaw-dropping 50% devaluation of the Argentine peso against the US dollar. That's from 400 pesos to the dollar down to 800. Caputo doesn't sugarcoat it, admitting, for a few months, we're going to be worse than before. But Milei, the self-declared anarcho-capitalist, believes tough measures are essential to tackle Argentina's dire economic situation. 143% annual inflation, a plunging currency, and a laundry list of financial woes. But wait, because there's still more. As part of the economic shock therapy, the government is canceling public works projects, cutting state jobs, and reducing the number of ministries from 18 to 9. Oh, and energy transportation subsidies? Yeah, those are getting a trim too, though the details are still a bit murky. What's the global take on this economic drama? Well, the IMF seems to be giving it a nod of approval. IMF spokesperson Julie Kozak states that these bold moves provide a good foundation for further discussions about Argentina's debt with the institution. However, not everyone's cheering. Social leader Juan Grabois, close to former President Cristina Fernandez, calls it a social murder and predicts protests. The opposition from the Peronist movement and unions is likely to be fierce with concerns about wage losses. Now let's talk about the man of the hour, President Javier Milei, the chainsaw-wielding anti-establishment crusader from the campaign trail seems to have put some of his radical plans on hold. After winning, he tapped a former central bank president as his economy minister, raising questions about his earlier promise to replace the peso with the US dollar. Milei, who compared himself to former US President Donald Trump during the campaign, is facing the challenge of managing a delicate balancing act. Will he stay true to his campaign promises, or will the pragmatic realities of governance lead to a more moderate approach? Only time will tell. Our next story revolves around Democratic lawmakers contemplating some controversial moves to push through Ukraine aid. According to NBC News, there's talk of expanding migrant detention and deportation powers, and it's raising eyebrows. Picture this, Democrats considering new powers to expel migrants from the country, all in the name of breaking the deadlock on Ukraine aid. It's like Title 42 on steroids, as immigration advocates put it. The proposed plan is sparking outrage, with pro-immigrant groups like FWD.US arguing that it will allow the president to declare an indefinite emergency of almost any reason. Now, what's the game plan? Well, it seems like a potential immigration overhaul is on the table to sweeten the deal for Republicans blocking Ukraine aid. However, the move has immigration advocacy groups furious. They fear it's a slippery slope reminiscent of Trump-era policies. Negotiations are in full swing, with Senator James Lankford planning to brief Senate Republicans on the status of talks. But not everyone's on board. Immigration advocates are concerned about the potential expansion of expedited removal of migrants and mandatory detention pending claims adjudication. But hold on, because this plot does thicken. The proposed detention mandate is being labeled as logistically impossible due to limited facilities. DHS officials even suggest it could break the border. Meanwhile, the White House, pushing for more funding for detention beds, is caught in a tug of war with immigration advocates. While President Biden is urging Congress to pass a $106 billion supplemental funding bill, which includes aid to Ukraine, Republicans are holding out for broader immigration policy changes. The president has emphasized his willingness to compromise, but during a recent news conference, he warned against tying Ukraine aid to border funding. Vanessa Cardenas, executive director of America's Voice, isn't mincing words. She sees it as an extreme move that could dampen Biden's re-election chances by alienating Latinos and young voters. The stakes are high, and the White House is pushing back, emphasizing that no final agreements or policy proposals have been signed off on. And so, as we reach the end of our episode, let's take a moment to wrap it up and reflect on the headlines that caught our attention. First on the docket was the political drama unfolding in Guatemala. President-elect Bernardo Arevalo facing challenges, accusations, and international scrutiny. It's a political thriller with accusations of coup attempts, international sanctions looming, and the people of Guatemala caught in the crossfire. Then we jetted off to Argentina, where President Javier Milei is shaking things up with a bold economic move, sharp devaluation, subsidy cuts, and a promise for change. Will this unconventional approach lead Argentina to prosperity, or is it a recipe for more challenges? Lastly, we closed out with a political chess match in the US, where Democrats are considering some controversial immigration moves to secure Ukraine aid. Title 42 on steroids is causing a stir, with potential ramifications for both immigration policy and the Biden administration's standing with key voter demographics. In closing, it's clear that our world is full of twists and turns, and staying informed is more crucial than ever. As we navigate through these stories, let's keep our curiosity alive and our critical thinking engaged. Remember, the headlines are just the beginning of the story, and there's always more to explore. That's all for today on the Leo Podcast. I'm Kevin Munoz, and as always, feel free to send me a voicemail through my website, latinamericaneo.org, by simply clicking the purple send voicemail pop-up and just start recording your thoughts or any interesting topic that you'd like to see covered, and I might just feature it in the next episode. And for those of you on Patreon, I'll see you there. Otherwise, I'll see you all in next week's episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a family or a friend and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaNeo. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, LatinAmericaNeo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time.